You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier podcast in San Jose. That's what I'm going with now, I think. I'm going to keep workshopping it. We're back to 5 days a week, full time until I forgot that we did that too. Sound effects. We're leveling up. It's pretty sweet. But we're back for five a week until the sun swallows the earth whole and the heat death of the universe. No, probably till July. Wow, that's depressing. Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel, please. You know that cartoon where it's like there was two footsteps in the sand and then there became one? That's where Jesus picks you up.
Yeah.
That's when gonna do you be think us halfway through the season. That's gonna February? Be Owen Nolan picking us up and carrying us over the line to Christmas. That little Christmas break where we put out two episodes or whatever is gonna be glorious. But the Sharks are back as well, which is why we are back to five a week. Today we're gonna be covering the first two games of the rookie tournament. And then later on this week, we're gonna be talking about the main squeeze, the big sharks. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say there. The big club is what I was going to say there. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is JD, the Tua Tagovailoa to my Marcus Mariota. See, the joke is that they're both busts.
Oh, they're not busts. One of them's not a bust yet. It's 10 games. Well, and his ribs imploded. I'm sad.
Well, do you think you can get a return on the jersey you bought? I think they'll do that.
Stop.
No?
Stop. Okay. I have two of them anyway.
You have what?
I have two.
You have two Tua jerseys?
I do.
Like a white and a green?
I have a white throwback and then they're home aqua. So.
Damn. Well,
yeah.
That's a large investment. You should write to. Is Alex Rodriguez still part owner?
I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez. Please.
They're
part of it. I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, man, you've cheered for the Sharks. Lots of busts. Remember Mirko Mueller?
Yeah.
Remember Nikolai Goldobin?
Yeah, I'm not riding off the bus after 10 games. So
who's not a bust is William Eklund.
No.
I think that he's clearly the most skilled prospect. I think that's pretty obvious. I don't really think there's any two ways about it. He's clearly better than everybody else. He's just adjusting to North American ice, it seems. But he scored an empty netter.
Right.
And yeah, well, hey, at least he got rewarded because he's played pretty good.
Yeah.
Sommer said that he was way better today and name checked him after the game today. The thing is that Eklund's playing a lot of defense.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't expecting. He's like a back checking machine.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice to see, especially I'll kind of give him a little bit of a pass on Friday, especially with Anaheim's really, really deep prospect pool. And, kind of his first time playing against some NHL caliber guys in there with Zegras and such. But yeah, he looked really good on today's game, Sunday against Vegas. But even on Friday's game, he was still doing a lot of right stuff and was kind of in the right place at the right time a lot. And I think with him, the world's his oyster. So.
Yeah, and I don't think saying that he was way better today means that he was bad on Friday.
No.
I think the expectations are just super, super high for him. Are you more encouraged? You're the William Eklund is going to make the Sharks guy. More encouraged or less encouraged after two games?
More encouraged because he seems like one of those guys where he doesn't make the same mistake twice. He's so cerebral, and that was one of his big things in the draft process, is just how smart he is. And I think once he's around training around NHL guys for the next couple of weeks and just absorbing all that knowledge and all those little tricks and stuff, playing with guys like Hurdle and Couture and guys like that who've seen a lot of action and done a lot of stuff, I think he's just going to absorb all that and then just put it to use. So I'm feeling encouraged.
Yeah, and I think he does, underrated, lost in kind of our hype because he was so good in the SHL and being so young and stuff like that. is that he does a lot of small things really well too. Like he's in the neutral zone and he'll take a check to make the pass, or when he's back checking, he'll make sure he doesn't leave the zone too early. Or when he's cycling it down, he'll make sure that he guards it and he won't just fling a pass out front uselessly. He'll take it around the net and keep possession. So he does a lot of small things. There's really a lot to be excited about. The whole, they want him to shoot more and be less pass first. I don't know. I guess if they want him to, but like, I don't really.
It'll come. I think that's just confidence too. That,
yeah. And a guy who passes a lot and sets people up, that's fine. It's not. I don't know. It's not the end of the world. It just seems that people are thinking it's the end of the world that he's not shooting more, but it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I'll let you pick the next guy. Cause there's two options that there's two JD options and I don't know which one he's going to go with. So dealer's choice here.
Let's go with Daniel Gushin, who.
Not who I thought you were going to go with.
Oh, okay. I want to talk about Daniel Gushin, who looked great both games.
Of skill,
yes, just oozes skill. Like you can clearly see he's one of the most skilled players on the ice. And the move he made today to kind of set up Ko for his goal, just dangled the goalie and the poor goalie had no chance. And then Ko did a great job of kind of beating his checker and getting in the right place at the right time, which is what that's going to be kind of Ko's bread and butter, is just outworking guys and then, you know, kind of putting his big body in the right place at the right time. And he did what he was supposed to score there. But yeah, Gushin drove play on Friday's goal. You know, I think he's playing with Raska, and Raska got a goal because Gushin did all the work on that goal and then Raska was in the right place at the right time. So yeah, Gushin, man, he is, the more I watch about him, the more I'm just excited about his potential.
Yeah, he's uber skilled. I don't know why they insisted on pairing him with Reedy and Raska and all that good stuff. They seem to have moved him today to the Robins line and gave him Robins. And I guess Gushin and Raska are just glued together at this point.
Yes.
Poor Gush. Raska's fine. He's not going to be anything more than an energy fourth line guy who takes a bunch of penalties and carries on with his life. That's just kind of his role.
Yeah.
He'll make the, Raska's going to be, is one of those guys that'll make the NHL because he's big and he kind of just does fourth line stuff.
Yep. Coaches love him because he's.
But it would be nice to see Gushin and Robins and put somebody else there, because if you want a big guy, Ko's sneaky all right. Ko's a lot faster than you think for being a guy who's like 6'5". He's got a little bit of speed. But I was happy to see that Robins centering the Gushin line.
Me too.
I guess it's Robins line. Robins is also good.
Yes.
It's hard to, we haven't seen him in so long because there was no dev camp, but I really like what Robins is doing. And I know Eric is a big proponent that he's the second best player in their prospect system. I don't think he's still on a good track. He's going to go back and blow up the WHL, hopefully. That would be the goal, but encouraged by the Robins pick. That 2020 draft is looking nice right now.
Yeah. You think between some of those guys, they're going to be able to pop. All right, guys, before we continue, we want to take a quick break and talk to you guys about a new sponsor, Fantrax. All right, hockey fans, I'm going to give you guys the inside track on fantasy hockey. It's Fantrax. Fantrax free NHL fantasy hockey league manager is the most customizable, easy to use, feature rich platform in the industry. Sign up for free today and use a special offer for Locked On Sharks fans, and you'll be entered to an official signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedon and sign up. The top dynasty fantasy hockey platform in the industry, Fantrax is the most customizable fantasy platform, offering the great fantasy experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball leagues. Go deep with the ultimate keeper in fantasy leagues, create a simple redraft league, or even a customizable best ball league with up to 2,000 teams. Coming from another service, Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize it if you need. Ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake in dropping a player? If you've ever had leagues on Yahoo or ESPN, migrate to Fantrax for a better experience. Fantrax commissioners allow tools that allow you to undo move with one simple click. Among the most trusted names in fantasy sports since 2008, offering hockey, football, baseball, basketball, college football, golf, soccer, and NASCAR. If there's anything that you're lacking in your currency fantasy league manager, Fantrax likely has it. Fantasy sports don't sleep, and neither does Fantrax, with seasons running 365 days a year. There's a reason why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it a permanent home for all their fantasy leagues. Again, sign up for free today
be entered into an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedon and sign up today. That's fantrax.com/lockedon. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports.
Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend log in for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. The best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package.
Next guy, let's talk about our good friend of the podcast, Ben Gaudreau, who
that's one of the guys that I thought you were going to pick, was Ben Gaudreau. Ben Gaudreau is the best goalie prospect in the system.
Yeah, he, especially after watching Imand, who's a little bit older, he's kind of been in the system for a while, but like just the way Gaudreau plays, how smooth he is and just how calm he is with the puck and his ability, we saw like some of his practice stuff, just his ability to like be able to go from like left to right or right to left without sliding into the next time zone. RIP Martin Jones. Yeah. But yeah, like even like the first goal he gave up, like Merkley probably could have done a little bit better job of getting in front of the defense or in front of the shooter there. But I mean, it's on the power play. You can't fault those. But he had some nice saves, especially on some breakdowns and, you know, the defense was 2-on-1s or 2-on-0s, and he's still tall. So yeah, I think Gaudreau is well on his way to being a very nice player for the Sharks.
He's also played like no hockey.
Yeah, imagine when he actually plays hockey.
Yeah, he played what, like 5 games at the U18s or whatever it was, the World Tournament. So funny that he's wearing the red U18 pads and then the Sarnia like yellow Bucky. It's so funny. And then the green, it's so hideous. It looks like
when you're playing the game and you're like first get our, you know, like Destiny or whatever, like you first start and your armor's all mismatching and stuff.
I definitely, my Halo 3 guy always had like a red helmet or something right away because it was the early one you could unlock. It's like, hell yeah, I look stupid, but I want it. There was a clip that I believe Shang Peng, I don't know why I said Shang Peng, everyone knows who that is, that Shang put out where they were doing some warm-ups with Gaudreau before the first game. And it was nice to see him start on one side and then slide into the middle and then slide to the next guy for the save without seeing him just absolutely slide away into the, like you said, the next time zone. So I think there's a lot to like. Obviously, he's going to go back to Sarnia this year, and then we'll see where he's at. But Melnichuk really has some competition now. And it's hard to project what Gaudreau is going to be. Is he a starter? Is he just a backup or whatever? But this is a big year for Melnichuk if Gaudreau is going to be keeping on this track. I will now turn the time over to you. You have 2.5 minutes to talk about Scott Reedy because I
wasn't going to bring up Scott Reedy.
He scored.
He did. Your boy. That's what he does.
Yeah, so. You know, professional goal scorer Scott Reedy.
Professional goal scorer Scott Reedy. So
do you think Scott Reedy has a chance to make the Sharks out of camp?
No, because
this will bring us to Jasper too. Lord Jasper.
I think Lord Jasper provides a little bit more, kind of all around. But I could see. I wouldn't be surprised if we look back at the end of the year and Reedy's played like 10, 15, maybe even 20 games this year, just because you know they're trying to figure out that fourth line C. And if things don't go well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of the guys who gets called up, but I assume he'll probably start with the Barracuda. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's just lighted up down there. So
he would be their 1C, right?
Ozzy. Let's say no. Ozzy's been
playing. Ozzy's got to go back to the W.
Yeah, or Rob, one of them's 20.
We always but they can still go back.
Anyway,
they can both go back. Well, they have to go back. They can't play in the NHL. So Reedy will probably be the 1C. Unless Lord Jasper doesn't make the squad, then I think he'll be the 1C. But I think those two guys are going to be the top centers for for the CUDA if one of them doesn't make. Well, and then there's Lane Pedersen too, and Dylan Gambrell.
Yeah, Gambrell. It's
a lot of force, a lot of 4C center depth. Well, I'm assuming
we'll get that
if Dylan Gambrell loses his job, they will just waive him. And if somebody claims him, somebody claims him. But I think Weatherby is going to be given all of the chances in the world to be the 4C at this point.
Yeah,
depending on Lane Pedersen.
He looks really good so far this weekend. Two goals this weekend, and definitely was able to help kind of drive play too. He wasn't just riding Eklund's coattails on that line. So he did good stuff to kind of drive play. And you know, I would still say Eklund drove most of the play, but it wasn't like he was just hanging out there and doing nothing. So I think with him too, since he's also really good in college, at least he's really good at faceoffs, and I know it'll take a little bit for him to translate that to the NHL. But Lord Jasper, praise be.
I'm okay. I've said it again. I just keep saying it into the universe.
It's fine.
I'm okay with him being the 4C. Like he's probably not going to be much more than that. But like that's fine. You got to have those guys. So that's fine. Anybody else on offense stick out or not stick out? I feel like Ozzie hasn't had the greatest two games.
Yeah, he was kind of a guy I don't want to say disappointed, but I wish I had seen a little bit more out of him. You know, he kind of got knocked off the puck a few times. I know he's not the biggest guy in the world, but if you're not going to be big, you have to at least kind of be strong with that. And that'll come too. He's also 18 or 19 or whatever. Like, so that'll come too with, you know, more experience and getting in the weight room a little bit more, especially compared to a guy like Jasper, who's 23 and, you know, he's been kind of in
do in the NCAA is practice and work out.
Yeah, basically.
So they play like 20 games a year. That's it.
And he's in North Dakota. It's not like there's anything else to do. So,
what city is it in North Dakota?
Is it Fargo? I don't know. Who knows?
Who cares? Does North Dakota exist?
Yes. My wife famously born in North Dakota.
I thought she was from Iowa.
She lived most of her life in Iowa, but she was born in North Dakota. So,
jeez.
Yeah. Right. The Midwest, whatever. Right, guys? Whatever. Sorry, Midwest people. But yeah, Ozzie, it would have been nice for him to kind of, I think he was definitely the weakest link on his line. And that's okay, especially when you're playing with Lord Jasper, who's probably going to be in the NHL, and Eklund, who's potential superstar, you know. So that's fine. It's good for him, though, superstar.
I said, ooh, potential superstar.
Potential superstar. So, but that's fine for him to kind of do that little bit of that sink or swim. So, and I think he'll be better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not not worried about it, like not pressing the freak out button because of he had a pet. So
a guy that is, I completely forget that he's out there is Dylan Hmeljak. I don't know what's going on. He's going to be in the AHL. Maybe he'll have a good AHL season, but he's just a guy right now. Are you like me and you're too lazy to actually go to the grocery store and get groceries? So you order a HelloFresh box or a Good Food Prep box every week and get it delivered to your door? If you're lazy like that, and I know there's a lot of you are, Built Bars are a great way to also be lazy about your eating habits. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus some limited time flavors? There's coconut almond, cherry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie. My favorite, or flavorite, if you will, is definitely the peanut butter brownie. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, then you can definitely get a mix box where you get 2 each of the 9 flavors. And not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams net carbs. Please check out the individuals because they do vary, but most of them are quite healthy like that. So order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever your favorite is. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Let's before we close this out, let's talk about some defense. I comparing Ryan Merkley to Erik Karlsson in a bad light is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. Or Brent Burns. Erik Karlsson is a 2-time Norris winner and Hall of Fame defenseman. So yeah, like if Ryan Merkley wants to model his game after that, just go nuts.
That's fine.
He's obviously not modeling his game after Erik Karlsson last year. Duh. Yeah. Like Erik Karlsson is legitimately going to the Hall of Fame. He's the best defenseman of his generation. There's no two ways about it. He was amazing. Brent Burns also won the Norris and has a lot of offense. It's okay to have a guy.
Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, too. Well, Brent Burns is also going to the Hall of Fame. It's okay to have a guy with a lot of offense. The Sharks didn't draft Ryan Merkley to be the second coming of Scott Niedermeyer or Dan Boyle, where he's good defensively and contributes 50 points on offense every year. That's not what they got him for. They got him for his elite passing and his elite offense. And then they're going to make his defense passable, which in the first game, Roy Sommer said that it was fine. Like his defense was acceptable or whatever. Yeah. I know that people jumped on Twitter and said that, like, how could he say that? It's not, it wasn't or whatever. I think there's a lot of people that have already made up their mind about Merkley. And that's just that. There's no coming back. Merkley's never going to get a fair shake, especially from some more hockey man inclined people or leaning people. He's just never going to get a fair shake. But people need to temper their expectations because he's not a defensive wizard. He was never drafted to be a defensive ace. So having him go be amazing on offense is fine. That's what you're looking for in the guy. And then you can pair him with like a Hataka or a LaRocque or somebody who plays defense, and it's fine. And please, please, I don't ever want to see that he had 3 assists, but he was also a minus -2. LOL. Gives a shit about plus minus.
Also, who cares about the score right now? Nobody cares about the score right now. They won.
Yeah, it's also a rookie tournament. Yeah, he had 3 apples. He was like all the offense that they were generating. It was
he
sick.
Was yeah on Friday night. He was especially against a very very good Ducks. You know, like
yeah, they have Trevor Zegras on their team.
Yeah, Mason McTavish, who was the 3rd overall pick this year, like he looked good too. Like they have a lot of dudes who are going to be in the NHL soon. It's fine that the you know, and if Merkley is one of the best players on the ice, but those guys, that's good news.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the Merkley piece. I don't think we need to like keep beating that window down. It's
door.
I was thinking Merkley window. I really like Santeri Hataka. He's a player. He's going to be in the NHL sooner rather than later.
Yes, his defense, just like how smooth and calm he is defensively. He would be a perfect partner for one Ryan Merkley, where you can say, hey, Merkley, you go do cool stuff in the offensive zone, and Hataka, you make sure that nothing gets screwed up. So let's roll with that. But yeah, I just think Hataka, he made a lot of smart plays. He kind of helped cover his partners. You know, like, because the first game he was partnered with Knyazev. So Knyazev is going to be more offensively driven. And then the second game, it was Hataka LaRocque, which is, that's your shutdown pair, I guess. But yeah, like, you know, I think he's going to be a, you know, probably second pair, maybe, you know.
Perfectly cromulent
defensive defenseman, which is, yes, you need those too. So defensive defensemen, but yes.
Yeah, he's also got some good speed too, in bursts, which is nice. He's got that in his bag too. They're all pretty smooth skating. Knyazev is pretty good. I'm digging the Knyazev situation. He's good at reading the play and then jump starting it back the other way. I think he's more of the two-way offensive guy. Like if Merkley is pretty much all O and then some D, or like trying to have some D, Knyazev is the both guy. He's got offense and defense. So I think Knyazev, they're gonna have to make a move by the middle
in defensive.
Yeah, because Knyazev is going to be beaten on the door, and if Merkley has improved and they like what he's going on there, that's two guys that are going to have to be in the NHL next year.
Yep.
I really like Knyazev. Yeah, shout out to Montana Onyebuchi.
Yeah,
for scoring, it's pretty sweet. I think they should sign him to the NAHL deal, like just sign him to the CUDA. See what you got. I know he's like 21 or whatever, but who cares?
Yeah, there's a nice shot from the point. So,
also dope ass shot.
Yes. I read a story about apparently his mom was a teacher and that like one of her favorite students' name was Montana. It says the shout out to that, I guess, grown ass man now whose kid, his name is Montana. You have a hockey player named after you.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Any final thoughts before we bounce?
Yeah, it was, like I said, I think Gaudreau, I think he's going to be a dude. Amond,
not a dude.
Amond, I think that ship might have sailed, unfortunately. But yeah, it's nice to see some of these guys, some of these guys who we wanted to see more of, and especially guys like Robbins. I think it was a pretty good 2 games, and we'll try not to take too much from wins and losses from it. So Also, the giving up 2-on-1s is definitely a feature in the system, not a flaw for the Shark system. So.
Yeah, it's not a bug. Yeah. Good point. Let us know what you thought of the rookie tournament. Obviously, there's going to be a game when you're listening to this today at 2 p.m., I believe.
9 a.m.
Or 9 a.m., sorry. Yes. 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'll be watching at work.
They're playing the Avalanche? Avalanche.
Yes.
So you can check that out. We didn't cover that game, but you can check us out at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. Let us know what you thought of the baby sharks, the pups, I guess technically is what they're called if we're doing taxonomical names or whatever. Yeah. If you get your social media from Facebook or Instagram, you can check us out at Locked On Sharks over there. JD puts up all our work, so he will get any messages and see anything that you send us our way there. Obviously, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, it's 2021. People know how to get podcasts onto their phones now. You can find JD, Matt Fryhill.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius.
Five days a week.
Betting on sports doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts.